we're going home. We have Gerrit Cole. And tonight, that first inning, for you guys to have that outbreak and the crowds into it, and even the eighth with the two home runs in the crowd, just I know you have to play a baseball game, but the impact that just being in the stadium has on your team.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, this is an incredible team, and we have a really good way about responding to the big moments. And I love that about this team. I told them in there, you know, the moment's never too big. This was a really tough series. It's a really good team. You know, Tampa, I want to congratulate them for a great season. Kevin Cash, the group. This was a grinder of a series, obviously, and we get to game five, we get to have it at our home field, and we get to have Gerrit Cole. A lot of that is lined up well for us, and we respond with a really good game. So big moments, big atmosphere today, and big-time performances by big-time players.
AJ, was there some conversation after Cole came after the eighth inning with you and him, in consideration about sending him back out there for the ninth?
He was done. He was done. I couldn't get far enough on the field to shake his hand to make sure everybody knew that he wasn't going back out. But I got to the top step. He was done. He probably wanted to pitch again. Don't get me wrong. He always does. But he was done.
The old adage is momentum is as good as your starting pitcher. You had to have confidence with that. But the bottom of the first inning makes your starting pitcher that much better. Take us through that one inning.
Well, the top of the first is still a critical time, especially the way that the top of the first inning went in Tampa, where they got the big three runs on JV the other day. And, you know, we were able to get through the top of the first. Gerrit comes out doing what Gerrit does, and then we come in the bottom. And one of the biggest at-bats that nobody will talk about is George Springer leading off the bottom of the first with a bullet single. And that kick-started us to just really good at-bat after good at-bat after good at-bat. We really came out, you know, pretty determined to just pass the baton to the next guy, and you saw that happen. You know, for as potent offense as we have with the home run, and Mike's home run at the end of the game was huge, just to continue to tack on runs and give us a more comfortable lead. The what I loved about the opposite field approach, the base hits, the hit the ball hard, the Yordan battling for contact to move Bregman up, Yuli with the ground ball base hit through the hole. There was just so many good at-bats that we put them on their heels from the very beginning. And we knew once we put pressure on Glasnow, they were going to have to do this, you know, 9-10 pitcher thing again, and they're really good at it. But making them do that before they wanted to was key in this game, and that meant we had to take the lead. Thanks.
Before the game and yesterday, you, several of the players, just repeated it over and over again. You know, Cole's pitch will be okay. Cole's pitching. You know, coming into a game five, it's stressful. It's
right.
Fun, but stressful. What is it about him that keeps everybody so calm headed into a situation like this?
Well, I think, first off, this is a really good team. We haven't forgotten what's got us here, and the series was five games. It wasn't over after the first two. It wasn't over after the first four. And our guys know that. We've been there. This is not new to us. But when you have Gerrit Cole on the mound, you know, we win. I mean, we've kind of proven that. And you know, when he's as dominant as he's been, as prepared as we know he is, it's just an exciting time for our team. It's, you know, we know that even though we had a lot that we had to deal with Glasnow and the rest of their bullpen, we got Gerrit Cole. And that in itself, coming to the ballpark, gives us great vibes that we're gonna have an opportunity to win. We know he's gonna come out hot. We know he's gonna get his strikeouts. We know he's gonna set a tone. He's intense. You know, there's no mistaking him and what his priority is, which is to get deep into the game and give us a chance to win. And he's done that as much as anybody in baseball.
Now that this series is over, can you take us through what it's like playing against a team who uses so many pitchers like that?
Yeah, no, it's tough. I mean, and it's not just so many pitchers. It's not about the number of pitchers. It's about the quality of their pitchers and how they match them up and how Kevin does. He never concedes an at-bat. You know, it's hard to get through that many quality pitchers. It's not about the number. Anybody can throw, you know, 13 pitchers at you or 10 pitchers at you, whatever they want. But what they're bringing real stuff onto the field. And I think, you know, what – They made it a goal of theirs and a plan of theirs, and I think when they game planned against us, they were not going to give too many multiple at bats to too many pitcher hitter combos, and they did it, and we know that's going to happen. But when you experience it's just really hard to get anything to hit against an elite pitching staff. This is top to bottom probably the best pitching staff that we faced all year, and that's not disrespecting anybody else in the league. It's just that's how good they are and how they match their guys up in their favor. And you see it in a short series, it's scary as hell because they can get matchups and you have to beat their strength. And we unfortunately we were able to do that. Their bullpen never really cracked till maybe the very end of the entire series when when we got a couple of base hits. But I much prefer old school baseball where we get a couple looks at these guys.
Can't believe I'm going to say this, but Garrett only had 10 strikeouts. But I feel like maybe that helped him keep the pitch count down a little bit, stay a little efficient. When he got that double play in the seventh, is that kind of when you felt like maybe you could feel a little good about this game?
No, I mean, I felt good about the game at the beginning, but I also know that, I watch baseball, and if you watch these games that didn't finish until the very end, I wasn't feeling very good until Osuna got the last out. It's hard to win, and it's hard to win games that where the other side is going to do anything possible. I mean, you look at just if you take a step back and look at what they were willing to do to change things, like Blake Snell coming out of the bullpen twice. They had guys up every inning. I mean, we were spending just as much time looking in there on the TV monitor to see who was warming up and what they possibly were going to do than even watching what was going on the field. So that preparation is exhausting. And, with Garrett, the 10 punch-outs, I saw a little bit of a different approach by them. They insert Sogard. He got the homer, contact-driven guy. That in itself changed the look of their lineup. But I saw some guys cut their swings down, get a little bit swing-happy early in the count to put the ball in play and try to get some singles. They weren't trying to ambush him for homers despite the Sogard one. And I think the middle part of the game where we were able to get an 8-pitch inning, a 10-pitch inning, and 12-pitch inning allowed for him to finish strong. But I think if I'd have left him in for 130 pitches, his 130th pitch would have been 99 paint on the black. That's Garrett Cole.
Quick turnaround. To a lot of people on the outside, it's felt Yankees, Astros has felt inevitable. What's the challenge, and does it feel that way to you? Like this was where this season was going to go.
Well, I feel like it's something that everybody's looked at as possible, and certainly we've been, the two best teams in the American League, and they're really good, and they're playing really well. I think in the way they match up their bullpen is has not been too dissimilar to Tampa, maybe not as aggressive as they are, but they've gotten healthy, and so have we. We haven't really played a series where both teams have been completely healthy and completely armed for, and so we're about to buckle up and get to a 7-game series to see who represents the American League in the World Series. That's a good feeling, and it's an even better feeling that it comes through our house and we have home field.
AJ, of course you talked about Garrett and what you knew what you would get from him. Can you just talk about your offense and what you expected from the offense tonight?
Yeah, we wanted to have a more synced up approach at having a good at bat after good at bat. I think everybody wants to be the hero from time to time, and we have anybody in our lineup can have an incredible game and wind up being the key part of the game. But when we're at our best, we're really having good at bat after good at bat. And I think we saw that, especially in the first inning. And then I think you saw it sink back up a little bit in the latter innings with Mike's big homer. And we put pressure on them today from the very first hitter. And when we do that, we're tough to get through multiple times through the order. Now, we never got to face the same guy twice. So in the same game, we got to face him just about every game. But I think that approach for us is when we're at our best, and I expected our offense to be able to respond to the chaos that's created when you do this, the opener or the one time through the order or the one batter at a time. Kevin was wearing out that path between the dugout and the mound, trying to match up as best he could, and our guys stayed patient throughout the series, that didn't grow frustrated, didn't complain, didn't concede, just outscored them at the right time.
The Yankees are rested, but on the flip side, they have to come to your place. Could you speak to having that home field advantage and the importance?
Yeah,
of that?
No, it's important. It feels even more important today when everybody talks about game 6 and 7 at the end of a series, but I like the fact the series is opening up here. One, because we need a partial day off tomorrow. I'm exhausted after this series against Tampa. We got high emotions today. We played an incredibly intense game. When Tampa got here, that was one of the things that was sold to me, that they were going to be ready to play because they were hungry. They had to play that last game. Maybe that's to our advantage. But I think the Yankees have been watching this series for the last couple of games. They'll come well prepared. Like I said, they're healthy, and it's a quick turnaround. But sometimes I think there's too much gap in these games. I want to play as many games as fast as we can, because when there's any dead time during the playoffs, you get a little bit anxious. So I'll play them tomorrow if they want to play.